talk to you today about a very necessary element inside of your study of God's Word, inside of your quest to become the woman that God created you to be. Now, much like whenever I cook a meal, my favorite part, yes, it's great to cook a meal, but my favorite part is sharing that meal with others. And in a similar fashion, I have found that my study of God's Word grows when I gather with other believers. Now, there was a time in my life where I was very independent and had this independent mindset. And, you know, I know that that was a result of a coping mechanism that I used to protect my heart from past hurts. But while community, being with other people, while that is often the place where we experience hurt, community is also the place where we experience healing. And as I talk to women over and over again, I believe women are really looking for Christian community, that place that is just centered on Christ, where we can be accepted for who we are and motivated and inspired to become all God has created us to be. And because of this, God led me to start the Nourish Together groups, and we've got a big vision. My vision is that women all over the world would gather together once a week and pray with one another, share a meal, and dive into that weekly Nourish Scripture from the weekly Word. Now, if God is calling you, because we are looking for women to help us in this quest, I want you to go to nourishtogethergroup.com so that you can find out more. But if you're listening today, and if you're like I was literally about 5 years ago, where I said I was so hurt inside of church, I was just kind of done with God's family, I want you to know that there is hope, and that just like in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, and I often wonder, because inside of the book of Hebrews, you know, the author was speaking to Christians that had been under persecution. They were going through hurts, but in Hebrews chapter 10, 24 and 25, it says, "Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another." And you know, when we get hurt, we can stop that habit of getting together with one another. And when that habit fades, the enemy loves it. He loves it when we don't gather together, because let's face it, the world is a battlefield. And a brave heart makes a difference, but brave hearts were not called to bear this world alone. Now, like I said in the beginning, God's Word is like a light, and that light shines each step as you walk by faith and creates a pathway for your purpose. You are not called to travel alone. You're called to travel with each other. God is relational. When He created the world, He created humans that were made in His image. He created them for relationship. And you are created in God's image. And so you have a need to be inside of community. And so, what my prayer is inside of this podcast, if you and I could go have coffee together, if you're listening today and, you know, you've given up on church and you were hurt in church, or, you know, it's just hard to connect with other people, I wish I could reach through this computer and hug you, because I have been there. But let me tell you that while there are places for us to have community, for example, on my children's sports team, I, you know, have a community of mothers that are my children's sports team, or just different with different places at school or with work. But that fellowship, that Christian fellowship that has that intimate bond where we are one in Christ, that is something to treasure. So today, what our podcast is going to be about, I actually brought my podcast materials to my Nourish Together group, and I wanted to just open up this whole idea of the importance of community and why we shy away from community and why it is important. And my prayer is that as you listen to these women, whether you start a Nourish Together group, or whether you just grab one other person and do it, or whether you go to your church and join that small group, that you will find a place of healthy biblical community to connect. And so, without further ado, I want to introduce you to my wonderful, awesome Nourish Together group. Okay, so I'm sitting here with the most amazing women in the entire world. These are the women in my Nourish Together group. I gather with these six ladies every Monday night, and we share a meal together, we pray together, and we dive into God's Word together. And about 2 years ago, God laid it on my heart to start a group like this. So I walked with a friend of mine, Susan, who's right here to my right, and we started this group, and it has been awesome. It has been a gift to me from day one. And because of this group, I'm a huge believer that we need to carve out that time to connect with other people. And so what I wanted to do was just to talk about today the power of connecting with other believers in Christ and what that means to you all as individuals and how that has enriched your walk with the Lord and what that has meant to you. And so I want to start out by just saying that I will meet a lot of women. There was certainly a period in my life where, you know, I was like, I had been hurt by the church. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go back into the church. But a lot of women are okay to just ride solo and not connect with a group. Why do you think that is?
They're afraid. Mm-hmm. To be judged.
Mm-hmm. They're afraid to be judged. That's awesome. I think that's definitely true.
And sometimes also when you voice your life, mm-hmm. is real.
Yeah.
But when you don't voice it, it's happening, you're just living, you're going through that, but it's not really real.
Yeah.
But once you get it out and your friends, you share that with somebody, it's certainly a real thing.
Yeah.
And whatever you're going on in life, good or bad, it becomes a real
Yes.
things, black and white there.
Yes.
But when it's by yourself, it's somehow you denial, you cover, you track, you delay it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point. And I think you're right. I mean, they are afraid of being judged because I think a lot of times in groups with women, that's what women do.
Absolutely.
You know, they throw their judgment or whatever. But there can also be that positive side of it when you share and you find that acceptance and that love. So what else? Why else do you think women don't gather together?
Time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that we're all busy. And it's hard to find time to gather together, definitely. So time, fear, what else?
When I think if you've been hurt once before, then carving out that time drops way down on your priority
mm-hmm.
list
mm-hmm.
because, you know, if it wasn't all that great for me last time, so I'm not going to do that again.
Right.
And so I do think a negative experience for women who maybe have tried to be in a group like this before and been hurt or been disappointed or felt like, well, this isn't all that encouraging. Why am I coming?
Yeah.
So just, you know, recognizing that it is not always perfect, but it's always necessary.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. It's not always perfect, but it's always necessary.
Always. Yeah.
That's a great, great point. And I love the other part that you brought out where you said that if we don't view it as a necessity, it's going to fall in the order of priority. So let's talk about that, because for me, if I know why something is important, then I'll do it. So why do you think that community is important? What from your experience, either with our Nourish Together group or with other groups or church family that you've been involved in, how has that touched your life personally?
One thing that I recently heard on the radio was a preacher saying that our spiritual gifts are not for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
They are for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you isolate yourself from other people and relationships, mm-hmm. then where is the use of your spiritual gift? How is it being used?
Wow.
It's not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, that was part of our scripture for mm-hmm. today was using our spiritual gifts.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's not for us. It's for you. It's for all of us.
Yeah.
We don't even sometimes know what it is until it is put into use.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's true, because I think as women, sometimes when we're going into a new group of people, we think that, well, maybe they know more than I do. Maybe I don't measure up to this person, that person. But everybody does have that special gift.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Everybody at this table is needed for each other.
Yes.
We all need each other. And
yes.
what you have to say and what you've been through, and that way we minister into each other's lives.
Mm-hmm.
By doing that.
And that's, for me, the most important thing to be in this group is that we all come from different backgrounds
mm-hmm.
and different experiences in our life. We are very different ages, all
yeah.
of us.
Yes.
We are everything from everything.
Yes.
So when I have an issue or any situation in my life, good or bad, I'm very encouraged to talk to you girls. I look forward to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, to be truth, I feel safe here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Right.
And a lot of things going on in my life, I cannot talk to anybody else.
Yeah.
So I'm very isolated in that part. But I come here, and I know that each one of you, from your experience, for whatever you've been before me,
mm-hmm.
maybe you are not where I am. But you do feed me.
Mm-hmm.
You encourage me. You sometimes have to tell me, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. Or because you've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you follow up with me and I just pray with me all night long until I calm down or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, for me, the greatest gift of this group is walk me through this stage that I am right now.
Yeah.
That I really had nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
In a safe way that I don't feel crucified by
yeah.
the feelings I have.
Yeah.
And if I'm judged, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's coming from a place of love. So I don't see
yeah.
it as a negative place thing.
Yeah.
I see it as you all being somewhere, somehow. You maybe don't understand totally what I'm going through, but you all have a piece to put in my puzzle
mm-hmm.
and keep me together. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's a gift from God. It's
mm-hmm.
just
it is.
A gift from God for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just for me. It's all about me.
But I like what you said also about it's in love. Whether it's a rebuke or an encouragement
mm-hmm.
or the word, it's all given in love.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have felt that. And
yes.
the prayer that
mm-hmm.
I mean
mm-hmm.
when I came, I needed prayer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I needed somebody to pray for me and my son.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have stepped up and done that. I have felt the prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray you have felt the prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have felt the prayers.
Absolutely.
And you have felt the prayers.
Absolutely.
I mean, wow. It's in love. There's no doubt. That's the unique thing about the body of Christ is it's no matter what your spiritual gift is or
mm-hmm.
whether it's a rebuke or an encouragement or whatever, it is in love
mm-hmm. yeah.
because because that is what He has gifted every single one of us with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
That's powerful.
And it's so necessary. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and with community, it, the fellowship, that's how you get to know somebody, mm-hmm. is by, mm-hmm. you know, by the fellowship around the table. And thus opens the vulnerability, yeah. to mm-hmm. be able to. Because if you just came together, I mean, studying the Word's great, but the fellowship and the learning to know what your need is, what your need is, what your need is, how can we pray for you?
Yeah.
That's what's so
Well, and I
so
think
special.
Also getting to know each other personally and really getting to know, you know, what are the things that you are going through and what are your experiences?
And what are your needs?
And what are your needs?
Yeah. And I'm not the center of the universe.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Even Fatima is not the center of the universe.
I have to disagree with that one. Because I am it. And I am God's precious little one. And He just keep you all for me here. But there's another
part. And you get to laugh like this. That's
yes.
Yeah, we've
But there's one point that you all bring up, and it's underlined. It's the most beautiful thing. A lot of time, I don't need to tell you what's going on because our spirit is communicating now.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't even, I have missed, what, 4 weeks, 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and you all have called exactly the time that I needed the most, mm-hmm. or send me a text or something. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's the Lord. Again, it's the Lord ministering to my life through you, mm-hmm. because He knows. And now you all know. Maybe you don't know all the details, but you know. You know. Yeah. And that is so beautiful, because sometimes I can just pray for either of you, any of you, without you telling me what's going on. And I don't know, but the Lord
knows.
And He made me lift you up. And that is so needed these days, because we are so busy, so worried about things, and so complicating our marriage, our children, school, mm-hmm. neighborhood. I mean, it's so many things going on. Churches, we are so busy, mm-hmm. that we don't have time to be alone with the Lord and learn the Lord. So we need to read our Bible verses, learn it.
And do our study.
Do our study, exactly, and then come and share.
Right.
And then that's where I say earlier, the point of view. I have all this view about what I read, mm-hmm. coming from where I'm standing in my experiences, where I right now. And then you all bring something different, like, oh, well, I didn't thought of that. I should have thought of that. Mm-hmm. I should have. But it's so beautiful,
it
because that's
beauty.
Why you need it, the community. I believe that what the Lord says, that we need, we are blessed when we come to the house of the Lord in worship and so on. But it's because as a community, we enrich each other experience with the Lord.
Absolutely.
Well, and God created us to be in community. He is in community. He mm-hmm. is the Trinity in community. And that, and mm-hmm. He created us in His image to be mm-hmm. like Him.
Beautiful.
And so isolation is not being like Him at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the opposite of that. And so if we allow ourselves to go to isolation and try to even studying the Word, you know, there's nothing, we need to do that individually. Mm-hmm. But if that's all you ever do, then I think you're going to miss the boat completely on what God has for you.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus is a great example of that. I mean, He did go up, He did get alone to pray, but then He came right back into the mix of His disciples and preaching and the trials of being an itinerant preacher, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at His most difficult point, He didn't go it alone.
Right.
No.
Mm-hmm. He brought His friends.
He brought His friends with Him. He said, come with me, I need to pray. You know, I mean, He invited them into this most difficult moment of His life here on earth.
I think something, too, that group teaches me and is continuing to teach me, because I still struggle with this, is just, you know, being vulnerable enough to receive the love and to ask for help. I mean, you brought up a great point. Jesus asked for His disciples to come and pray with them.
Wow.
Whereas my first response is, I will survive, you know, and just Lone Ranger, I got this. You know, just, but that just to remember that to ask other people, you know, to pray. And it was 3 weeks ago when it was so funny because we were talking around the table. I can't remember what specifically the conversation was, but we're talking about a situation where somebody was, you know, a leader in ministry, and they didn't feel like they could open up and be real. And it was like the Holy Spirit was like, Eileen. And so when we had our prayer time, I mean, I knew the Lord wanted me to pray and to pray very specifically, you know, I'm having trouble forgiving mm-hmm. this person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Bible says in James 5 that when we confess our sins to one another, that there's a healing that yes. happens. And it goes back to what you were saying, I think, in the beginning, that, you know, in darkness our sin grows, but in light we find freedom. And this, I'm not saying that you need to be vulnerable with everybody, because I think you have to make healthy choices around that. Yes. But this was a safe place for me to share. And, you know, something broke for me that night yeah. when that mm-hmm. happened. It broke. And I remember when I was praying, and Kristen, you reached over and put your hand on me, and it was like, you know, I don't have to, you know, pretend like I've got it all together, whatever, because I'm, you know, leading Treasure Ministries, that inside of this group that, you know, I need Jesus and I can say that, and that my weaknesses are okay here,
yeah.
that mm-hmm. it's not about perfection, that you all love me right where I am, mm-hmm. just as I am. And you also love me enough to tell me the truth, too, yeah. when I need to hear it. Exactly. So, yeah, yeah. But
Well, I don't think it's just that we need each other. Mm-hmm. We don't just learn our need for Christ. We learn our need for one another
mm-hmm.
as
yeah.
we ourselves are vulnerable, but also as I watch others be vulnerable. I think the first night that we were together, and Susan, you shared what was on your heart and what was happening in your family, and it was a dam breaking
yes.
thing for you,
yes.
but I think it was for the whole group, because
yeah.
it was like, wow, we need each other.
Mm-hmm.
We need this community
mm-hmm.
because there are hard things going on in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time. And it's not all of us, but at one point or another, each of us is going to go through something that is really, really hard,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to need this group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you never allow yourself to get into a group, then when those things do hit, and they will,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to have that available to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's a really important piece of it, too.
And I know when you shared, which was such a courageous thing to do, because usually, you know, I mean, and even inside Christian circles, sometimes it'll be like, how are you? Well, I'm fine, thanks, and how are you? And, you know, and then...
the biggest lie.
Yeah. And then, or yeah, the biggest lie, yeah. Or then, like, prayer requests is all about travels or, you know, something like that. And I just, you know... So when you shared, and when you were very vulnerable with us on that first night, for me, it was literally like I could exhale and I said, you know, this is going to be good, and it's okay to be human and to reach out and to get help. And so, thank you for doing that. But, it just, you know, it was a beautiful thing.
It was no choice. I mean, it just poured out.
Mm-hmm.
It was not something I came to do. It was not something I meant to do. It just, the Lord just forced it out of
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad he did.
And you weren't even supposed to come.
I wasn't
even.
Yeah.
The Lord just knows.
I think I love, too, when you see, like, that immediate, like you were talking about the diversity, but that immediate unity that happens
mm-hmm.
with Christians, because you're all automatically family.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Doesn't matter, you know, where you're from or whatever. That's the way that God intended it, that we would all be one in Christ. And you can't get that anywhere. I mean, you say, like, we're built for community, and there's, like, I have community with other parents at school where my kids go to school, or on different sports teams, or just in different things like that. But I think that women are really looking for this, you know, authentic vulnerability and a safe place to share.
That's right. And when the Lord's, you know, the common bond, and He lives within each of us, it's an unexplainable love. Mm-hmm. And it's, as I prayed before, the best glue that there is for sticking women together. It's a special thing.
It is.
It's a real special thing.
It is. It is. It is a gift. Well, thank you so much for sharing, ladies. Thank you so much. Kristen, do you have any last minute thoughts? I love these women so much. Okay.